reporting live from the motherland, Ghana. We just turned 65, I hear. Yeah, I hear. I don't think I'm a Ghanaian though, so I hear. Okay. And what else? I was gonna sing for you guys. I'm still gonna sing because I said this year I'm gonna be singing. In 1957, Egret's Nation was born in West Africa. Yeah, my working vocalist too. In Africa called Ghana.
Ghana.
We had our independence.
That
brought us freedom and justice.
Justice.
Oh yes.
Yes.
We wish to proclaim Ghana. Ghana is no longer 50. So it's been 15 years since that song was made. Wow, I'm good.
Are you dead ass?
Yeah, I'm so good. 15 years ago, this song I was jamming to. So it was like a jam for me. Anyways, guys, happy independence to all Ghanaians. To non-Ghanaians, don't worry, you're not missing anything.
He's <Scream. laughs>
But very soon, we are getting there. I'm about to revolutionize Ghana. I've been thinking about it. You guys should be ready. I'm about to take the world by storm. And that's on...
Period.
Yeah, man. Okay, guys, so Ghana we day. Before we delve into that, there are some issues into the whole podcast. There are some issues I want to address, so Miss Na.
I'm listening.
Issue number one, guys. When we're starting this podcast, I said I wanted to do every other week. And the first listeners of this podcast said no. They want it every single week. Our last podcast was a banger. You guys really like love. I cannot believe it. Listen, you will not believe how many people have listened to that podcast. And every time I open it to check how many listeners, it has increased. And everyone keeps coming back to tell me it was a banger. Listen, I think... Odoyede.
I'm coming to rebrand your listening to a love podcast.
So, guys, if you know that... No. So yeah, so if you know that Odeyede Sinsika, you should be happy to be a Ghanaian because we are full of love here. It's not about the money, guys. It's about the love we have for one another. Period. Anyway.
The money.
Then leave. You guys, we are sucking you. Okay, guys. So I'm working on some other things for the podcast. Due to that, I'm going to be pressed for time because you know I have a life.
Period.
Podcast is part of my life now, but I mean, there are other components that make up my life. Due to that, and due to the fact that even in the other things, the podcast is still taking my time because I'm trying to bring you guys more back-to-back content. And of course, the social media thing we've been talking about. I'm going to be recording every other week now because a girl needs to breathe. Hoodie!
Breathe,
guys. Ask her why she's not concentrating on you people when she's doing something else. So her responses are slow.
No. You know I don't like. You know I don't like the one who likes asking that question. So I was contemplating.
Okay. So yes. So guys, please. Now it's be every other week. You can see that since I posted the live one, it's been a minute. In fact, it's not been a minute. It's just been a week. I'm sure people use the old podcast to hold body. So.
You're gonna be all right.
Yeah, you're gonna be all right. Okay. In fact, the more we wait, the better it gets. Cause you know, this we get time to you know work on the content and everything. Not today, guys. But we're gonna shun them and move on. So, let me tell you guys disclaimer. I actually wanted to do a self-love episode. And before we do the Ghana one, and then I also want to do I'll tell you the next one because that'll be the next one. So it's rather unfortunate we'll have to jam self-love, but I promise you, once we finish with Ghana and the other one that is to come, we'll definitely go back to self-love because you gotta love yourself every single freaking time. So yes, back to Ghana. Miss Na, do you know any history about this country?
I know some of the things that my teacher taught me in SHS.
They are smart, so you remember. You didn't tell me something.
let me tell you the truth. The reason why I remember is because that man was low-key funny. And some of the things, I'm not sure whether they really happened. Okay, I'm sure they happened.
We cannot wait to hear it.
Like, he told us about how, like, Rawlings used to, like, I don't know if he would rally the youth would rally because of him, but they basically be like in the streets and then they'll be chanting JJ Junior Jesus, let them
okay, I can confirm
that. I even think about it, it's a really good twerking, like jama beat. Like,
oh my god,
trust right now,
guys. This year I'm gonna learn how to twerk so I can show you. We'll do the JJ. Okay, so guys, I can confirm this story. So one day we went on a family vacation and my dad has a scar on his chin. So we asked him as curious children, Daddy, what happened to your chin? It's like it's a scar. It's not that big, but like it's visible. Not that visible, but okay, it's our daddy, so we see it. So he said, it's JJ. So then now they went in the streets and shouted, let the blood flow, and the blood started flowing, guys. So Miss Nah, that part I think is true. I think there was a point where the university students were actually saying JJ, let the blood flow. I don't know about the Jesus part, but I know that we're saying let the blood flow. Because my dad was there.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah.
You know, history in action.
Mm-hmm. Period.
There's another one that he said. He said that, I don't remember what happened, but he was quoting what the man said. Mm-hmm. He said, apparently, there's this man called Niko Abnaboni.
He's not even said it, but I'm laughing, okay?
There's this man called Niko Abnaboni. I don't remember what he did or what it was, but it's like everyone was like demanding his attention and whatnot. You know, he was like hot cake or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like my man was frustrated. He was like, babes, you guys gotta calm down. And what my teacher said this man said was, Niko Abnaboni the first year, Niko Abnaboni the first year. How will I divisible myself into twice? Was a day. I'm like, bro. Bro, so you know, I found that funny. You know, I giggled.
It's funny, yes. I giggled. You mean you didn't give me my full laugh? You giggled.
I giggled. You know how my laugh is. You know, like, a giggle to me is like someone's laughter that they are rolling on the floor. So yeah, it was funny.
Any other interesting stories from your mans?
Let me see, Mr. Okay. Shen.
Okay, so whilst she's seen, hey, I had a teacher called Mrs. Shen. Wow, they should get my
her right.
Anyways,
but
so
my sister, you are short and round, though. They just call him Snowball.
Oh. Oh my god, so Mrs. Session was actually slender. You know, those teachers that were G in your eyes with her red lipstick, and she do pony, and her shadow was on point. Hey,
yeah,
so I don't think she and your station should gel, but
you never know.
Please.
Women at this are very questionable.
Please, not in this 21st century. Okay, so guys, whilst Miss Nat still gives us her, I think Miss Nat's teacher was also an old man because it seems like he was there giving us detailed information and all that. But as we all know, Ghana was formerly known as the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Then on 6th March in 1957, it became, didn't become Ghana then. Kwame Nkrumah, he declared Ghana independence and he said, Ghana, your beloved country is free forever. Are we free? Isn't that? Are we free?
That one gives a question. But you know why we're named Ghana, right?
Oh, tell me.
Basically, they wanted us to like emulate the ancient Ghana Empire, and there they were strong, they had like money, you know, the riches and all of those things. So there was the ancient Ghana Empire, the ancient Mali Empire, and some other ones. And then they decided to name us after the Ghana one.
Okay,
it was a flop, obviously.
Obviously, I feel like even if we were called Gold Coast, Christ would have been better because maybe we would have been more conscious of our gold and our salt. I don't know. I don't understand.
Girl, you know what? You people, I'm going to tell you a secret right now. Don't tell anybody.
Tell us. Whisper, Kra.
I'm gonna whisper it.
Tell us. If I was also enjoying the national,
if I was enjoying some of the national cake, eh? If I was on the children's table at that party where they cut national cake, me, I always say flopo. because I'll be enjoying the best parts of the Ghana. I'll be getting it. But right now, I'm not part. But if you hear my tune changing, you hear me somewhere saying, oh, Ghana is such a great, it's such a lovely, just know that my hand is in that cake.
Guys,
just don't mind. Know. Maybe I like to expose myself.
No mind me now. Know. Don't mind it. We say no to corruption over here. Okay.
I love that for you.
That he helped us. So these are some interesting facts about Kwame Nkrumah. He helped. He's the reason why we have the Temamoso Way, the Akosombo Dam. I mean, the man had vision, because look at, in those days, 1957, he could think about these things. I can only imagine what kind of things he'd be thinking about if he was like still living. Miss Na, don't you think so?
I guess.
Anyways. But like every human being, Kwame Nkrumah, in fact, like every coin, there were two sides to Kwame Nkrumah. There was the visionary Kwame Nkrumah, and then there was the power drunk Kwame Nkrumah. So the interesting facts will actually come from the power drunk Kwame Nkrumah, because I know Ghanaians are not interested in the visionary part of him. So Kwame Nkrumah became president. We wanted to practice democracy and whatnot. And then one day he woke up and declared himself life president. Guys, who does that? Miss Na, this man just literally said, I'm going to be life president. That means I'm president for life. What? I cannot understand. I feel like that is like the borderline power drunk. Like, he was so power drunk and he enjoyed his power. Sometimes I feel like, we should have allowed him to be life president. Then Ghana would have moved far, far ahead of its time. Then I'm like, but no. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Exactly.
So then I'm in a fix with Kwame Nkrumah. So as we all know, we are patriotic people, so coups happened. Kwame Nkrumah decided to make himself life president. Ghanaians said no. I'm supposed to know the name of the person who overthrew Kwame Nkrumah. I don't know why it's not coming. But yeah, he overthrew him. And
was it a champo?
Yes. Don't put me on the stud, sis. Guys, I'm really feeling embarrassed right now, because this is something I literally learned like 2 months ago. I just remember that it was the NLC. The name of the person that did this is not coming. Guys.
Guys are hiding. Wait, let me Google it real quick. But whilst I'm Googling.
Okay, so whilst you're Googling, I'm gonna just tell them that. So that person who came and said they were going to be orders in a bag of chips. But they weren't. And they also got overthrown by some military people. Their party was called AFRC. Yes. Armed forces. Okay, guys, I'm not disgrace myself. I'll just give you the gist of it. So yeah, AFRC. And and what happened? Who has even told me to come and give you people history? I could have done this thing differently. Why am I coming to do like because I'm supposed to know it.
Yes.
Actually, I'm a very educated.
Yeah, it was Afrifa. It was Afrifa.
Afrifa. Then I think a champion.
Wait. It was a group of officers led by Kotoka and Afrifa.
Okay. Yeah. Then I think a champion took him to overthrow Afrifa. So.
Supposedly. Look at them. What they did while he was in China.
So, yeah, the NLC. At some point, Kwame Nkrumah was in an African country and he couldn't come to Ghana. So, what was the name of the African country? Oh, guys, I don't know.
Congo or something.
It wasn't Congo. Oh, it wasn't Congo. If you mention the right one, I remember.
Was it Guinea?
Guys, you see, the thing is, I know if it was under exam pressure, I would have written it. But over here, it's like, I can't be bothered, and I cannot bother you people too. But I'm a very well-learned person, as I always tell you people. So moving on. Me, I'm happy to just come to Rollins. So they were doing the cool sound, and they came to Rollins. And they got to Rollins. Yeah, when they got to Rollins, Rollins was like, oh, I'll just rule small one. When I rule small one, then we'll go back to civilian and democracy.
Guinea.
Yes, he was in Guinea. That's true, for 2,000 billion points.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
So, I think I come to thank me for your points. Anyways.
Thank you, Alba, for my points.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there was an NRC2. National, I think they were called National Redemption Council or something. Then they had National Liberation Council. That was Buzia. Yes. It was Buzia that overthrew Nkrumah.
No. Nkrumah's own. It was Kotoka, Ankrah, and Afrifa.
And but then
Ankrah is the one that's like, you know, ruled after him.
Mm-hmm.
Then let me see. Let me just look for presidents of Ghana or something. I don't know.
No, you people.
I'm looking from the this one.
Now who said they are speaking the truth? Me, I went to school and they told me. So guys, moving on. So yeah, me, I know that it was Buzia. This man knows that it was somebody else. Okay. So it was Buzia. Yes, it was Buzia, guys. Listen to me and forget about Miss Nine and Wikipedia giving her wrong information. So, as Rollins came, that was another interesting era. I think we saw Rollins more. We saw Rollins more after Rollins then.
Buzia, he came late too. He came after Edward Akufo-Addo crowd.
Hey, any things happened? So me, where am I getting my facts from? Okay. Oh, and I knew that. So there was a Champions time, guys. There was Operation Feed Yourself. That is where every Ghanaian had like a backyard garden, and we were feeding ourselves. I feel like that thing should have kept, like it should have lived on, because legit, if we're still feeding ourselves, a lot of our problems would be non-existent. Anyways, Miss Nai is still looking for the people.
Oh, I'm seeing them here.
Okay, so like I said, Rollins came. Rollins is the longest serving president of this country. That much I know. I think over 24 years ago. And he's a very interesting person. Personally, I feel like he's a charismatic person. Growing up, seeing him on TV and stuff, I didn't even know what's going on, but he's just like a nice person. But there are people who like Rollins and people who don't like Rollins. Same as Nkrumah, there are Nkrumahists and people who are not for Nkrumah. So, I mean, it's, like I said, it's like every other life occurrence. Some people love you, some people hate you, you move on. But Rollins was quite active in the politics after his long term. And then the interesting part is when his wife wanted to also stand for presidency. Miss Nadia, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
That was very interesting for me. It was an interesting time to be alive. I'm like, wow, after all these years, now you also want to become so your husband will become was first gentleman. Okay, purr. We stand a presidential family.
Presidential family.
Oh yes. But I like their daughter. She's an MP. I think she does a good job.
Please, I'm in her constituency. I need my road fixed.
I just knew something like this was coming. This was the name of the constituent. What's the name of the constituency? Kolekotai. Okay. Yeah. It's not Kolekotai.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, so as we all know, Akufo-Addo's father too was in politics. When on 6 March 2, I saw that Mahama posted on his page a picture of Nkrumah and his cabinet ministers, and Mahama's daddy was part. I saw a Twitter post like that. So it looks like Ghana we don't know, but we are like England. There's
the thing is settling. It's settling.
Yes.
That club.
Yes, it's a group of political families, and they are, but guys, I aim to make Ghana better. So watch out. Okay, maybe once I become politician, I realize that my grandfather too was some politician somewhere. Because I don't know, it seems like we have the same families. I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I feel like it should have been a good thing, in the sense that because your father has been there, you learn from your father's mistake. Because your uncle has been there, you learn from your uncle's mistake. I don't know what effect it's having currently, but I personally believe Ghana would go somewhere good one day. I feel like that redemption is coming. Whether you believe it or not, I believe it. And that's on period. So,
for all Euphoria fans or people who watch Euphoria, this is like when they're trying to make Nate seem like a good guy because he went to report his father. He is not a good guy. He is still awful. That's just what she's trying to hope for with this redeeming arc that Ghana is going to have. Have you posted the price of fuel? All
right. I just don't want to get into that, guys. I don't. You see, it gets bad before it gets better. Okay. Trust me, something good is coming for this country. So, recently,
Prophet Mercy has spoken. So we'll wait.
Yeah. One day I'll refer you guys back to this episode when Ghana has become like where you wish to travel to. I was listening to something and they're talking about the Ghanaian dream, and it seems like majority of the people in Ghana feel like the Ghanaian dream. In fact, I when I was listening, I realized that there were two schools of thought. Either there is no dream or the dream is to be, in fact that's three, either there is no dream, the dream is to be a politician, or the dream is to fly out. Slave queens and politicians come into one bracket for some reason for those people. Miss Na, what do you think? Do you think there's a Ghanaian dream anyways?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But yeah, I don't know, bro. I feel like the Ghanaian dream is to do the bare minimum, but to be paid like the most.
Yeah, I think I saw a speech somewhere that said that living the dream is when... And no, I think it was that same thing I was sitting. The girl said that her dream is to go to work at 9, close at 3 or 4, and still be paid in pounds.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's
and then you get to chew your kebab over the weekend. Or yeah, you're not even weekend, starting from like Wednesday, Thursday, or go and buy your tilapia.
I feel like Ghanaians, we are very content people, because we'll be complaining, you know, but we'll still be happy. Right now, Ghana is like hot cake for chilling. When everybody wants to distress, they are looking straight to Ghana. It's a good thing for us, creating revenue and all that. I'm sure in GHS social studies they'll say ways to create revenue, then the right tourism. Yes,
that revenue, where does it go to? Who does it go to?
Foreign exchange. So they'll bring that dollars. But that's, I mean, when I go to the Ministry of Tourism and all that, but I mean that when they come, obviously, you know how when you go to the restaurant, you see that COVID levy. Everything
that COVID levy, are they using it to do mask for us? Or I want to comprehend what's going on, guys. Like, I've never been, like, I legit want to know. Do you know, we sit somewhere and say we want to create COVID-19, bam. So, you know what? The less said, the better.
Do you know? I feel like, you know how when they wanted to pass the e-levy in Accra, they had a town hall meeting. I feel like, I don't know if you heard about that, but it was a town hall meeting, just like the olden days. They went to the town hall. I think Takadi has a town hall. So everybody went there. Some of the journalists were there. And then whoever will answer the questions were also there. You raise your hand, you are called, then you ask your question. I feel like we should try and normalize that, because obviously politicians have to be accountable. I feel like accountability is low currently when it comes to our politicians and stuff. So if every... I feel like now our numbers are so large, so we can do it like the way we do the regions, but maybe this district or something, this is their town hall, blah, blah, blah. So that, because you see, like, Miss Nancy is COVID levy on her thing, and she doesn't even know where that money is going for. Yes, and why it is even there. What are we using the COVID thing for? anyways, so I feel like if we have those little town hall meetings and stuff, then people can ask some of these questions and then they can have a clear mind as to why some of these things are being done, because I'm sure there's a rationale behind it. Hello.
I guess that's what they ask for right now. They can justify everything. Have you seen the number of justifications they've given for the election?
That's the thing.
They can justify me, but yeah, I don't. Like, you do have a point.
Yeah, but I don't mind the people. I don't mind governments, not just governments, past government. I don't mind them saying they want to tax us to help, because I actually am of the opinion that if we want to raise the country, we need to build more infrastructure, right? I feel like that, because if we have more hospitals, then all the nurses that don't have jobs, all the doctors that don't have jobs now have jobs. If we have more schools, all the teachers have jobs. If we want to build more roads and we are using our own contractors, the contractors have jobs. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Well, I get you, because taxes, if they are being used for the right thing.
Exactly.
And maybe I'm sitting here and I can't see it being used because maybe it's being used somewhere else. But like, it's a bit jarring to see all these things that the money is being taken for and not seeing anything. I'm not saying like you have to come and report to me that hey.
No, but
it should speak.
But no, absolutely. That is why we have media houses and stuff. They're supposed to actually be reporting these things, because the government is supposed to be accountable to us. Do you get it? It's like your office. All the money is accounted for, right? When you get a client, you account her, you tell her this 20% is going for this, the 10% is going for this, 1 cedi is going for this. You're accountable to her because she gave you the money. That's the same way when we as citizens give government the money, they're accountable to us, right? Opposition is supposed to put government on its toes. Like I thought, but I'll go back to JHS. They'll say opposition acts as advantages of having an opposition. They act as what? Watchdogs. Do we have strong oppositions doing? I don't even know. It's like, that's why I said Ghanaians are very content people. No one questions anything. We are just there. You wake up in the morning, four has gone up. You complain with your co-workers, your friends, your family members, and then you move on. Do you see where I'm going to with this? So in as much as we want to blame the government, we should also blame ourselves. That's we know that these people should be accountable to us. We are not calling them out, nothing. So just don't do what they like. Sitting in your
One thing I learned in sociology class is that there's always going to be like false consciousness, especially for like the class that's being ruled. Because even like somehow people who are being ruled think that, well, I'll also become one of the rulers. I'll also become one of these people. So sometimes they don't want to call out inequalities because they feel like me too, my chance will come and I'll do some. So why should I call it out? Because I don't want anyone to come and stop me when I'm doing my own. Do you get?
Yeah.
So there's never going to be a time where like literally all of us will be in agreement that like even whether it's, you know, even people of the same party or opposition or whatever saying let's stand for what is right, because there's definitely someone there who is saying that no, me too, one day I'll be here. Like on Twitter, there's always this debate about whether billionaires should pay their taxes and whatnot. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's not necessary for them to pay their taxes, making it seem like, you know, they should be untouchable. That's not the full thing, but that's like a gist of some part of it. And a lot of them is because in their mind, be a billionaire, and when I'm there, I don't want anyone to come and take some money and say that it's taxes. That's my hard-earned money, you know. Uh-huh. And somehow they have a point. Like, not that they have a point. Like, I get what they're saying, but it's also like one, like, to be an actual factual billionaire, it takes like a lot of unethical things and a lot of cheating of people. Like, so it's not just like, oh, if I like determinedly work hard, it's going to happen. It's the same way that it's not like if you decide that yes, I'm going to somehow be part of the ruling class, it's going to happen, and then you're actually going to benefit from the things that the little indiscretions that they get to get away with. So now because they want to have a safe space to also do things. Hope that, like, when maybe they get to that point, but yeah, when they actually get to that point, and so, maybe they will. Some people will, but not mm-hmm. everyone will. And then absolutely. The inequality is just there. The thing is just there. No one is calling out. Not no one is calling out. Not everyone is calling it out because some people are saving their skin for the future where they might be there. You're right. We are definitely part of the problem.
Yeah, but you see, with what you said is true, but I'm like, if you want to get there, shouldn't you be saying what should be done right, so that when you get there, you can actually effect
it? They don't want to do anything right. They don't want to do it right. It's like, imagine if you feel like this money is mine, why should someone come and take some that I'm if doing I, it? You have to take X amount from me.
The strength to do what is right, because I feel like, and you know how I'm always saying this thing, right? This job supporter, people will say that, if you're the only one doing the right thing, right, to make a change, But no, I don't see it like that. I feel like even if in my small corner, I'm doing the right thing, it might actually change someone's life. Imagine, Ms. Na, I'm an MP, and I'm doing the right thing for my constituency. Uh-huh. That's a lot of people. But if you say because no one is doing the right thing, and you might want to do the right thing, but you think your little change won't make a difference, you are wrong, honestly. And if you want to get there, I feel like everyone is where they work. Obviously, your job is what pays you, right? Uh-huh. Sometimes you get tips and all that, period. Fine, happy, everybody goes their way. But when you are sitting in a position of leadership, the first thing you should know is that you are there to serve. I feel like we have a lot of misconceptions about what leadership is. We feel like leadership is to be served, but you're actually supposed to give service to others.
I'll tell you this right now for free. Like, I won't charge you Tesla for it. It's not like they have any misconception. They do it for the selfishness of it. They, like, there are things that have perks. There are things that have those perks. Like, being a president, having certain jobs, they come with perks. And people see these perks and they're like, okay, I want to do this. But apart from the obvious, they want more. They want to add more. So it's something that drives them. It's not because they actually want to. No, and this is not for everybody. Absolutely. If you are doing your job, but I'm not talking about you.
Yeah,
don't come
from me. That's what I said. The premise that everybody, where you work is where you eat. So if I'm an MD and my job comes with a car and a driver and a big bonus, everything, that is what my job description comes with. If I get, and if let's say someone comes and not a bribe, like someone comes and by virtue of the fact that I'm an MD, they dash me something, not because of anything, my friend or something, I mean because of your social status, they cannot look at you and give you one CD, so they'll give you 10 CDs instead. I don't know if you get it. Everybody gets such gifts on a normal, but per your social status, some people cannot look at your face and give you 10 CDs because it's too small for where you are and everything. That's fine. My problem is why you think that you have to be to the detriment of the people, you have to do more to, I don't know, like, why, guys? If I ever get there, I really pray for strength, because sometimes you're not there, so you can just say whatever. But I'll always ask God for strength to be able to do the right thing, because I honestly believe that a life where you don't give to the poor and put a smile on their face, if you don't do that, your life is not worth living, honestly. So if you don't do that, please go and start doing it, so that we can see that you deserve to be here. Anyways, enough of these politicians. So that's a part of Ghana, guys, that we struggle with. These are some of the debates that go on in our houses, our social media spaces. Even some people have internal battles with this, because they'll be wondering, why me, this, that, I could have done a better job, so many things. But I've told you guys, Ghana is going to get to a better place, believe it or not.
Please believe it or not.
Yeah, maybe I'll take Ghana there. Maybe it should be someone else, but Ghana will definitely get there. Miss Na?
I mean, we hope for the best.
Yeah, and so we are 65 years. By the time we are, like, I don't know, 70, will be better. I really believe that, because we have so much to give, honestly, as a country. there are so many things happening right now that we're just not going to. Okay, so we're talking about where Ghana from Gold Coast signing the bond of 1844, the British infiltrating us, raping our women. Those of you who think you are half cool, raping our women.
This was such a bad word. Some wasn't like that.
I met a woman 2 days ago, and the woman was so brony, right? And my friend knew her. And so when I went there, they were not talking, they were transacting the business. So when we finished, then we were leaving. Then my friend said, "Oh, fine, they were banabo." Hey, and the woman responded in Ga. I said, "Hey, she speaks Ga." I asked my friend. My friend said yes, and the first thing that came into my mind was, she said, the person is speaking girl, and I'm thinking she's a fancy bitch. Her grandmother was a slave.
Mel.
Oh my God. But it still makes sense to me because they are all coastal areas, period. Anyways, so, Miss Na, what else? Okay, now, back to the past that people enjoy the most. Chilling headquarters, aka Ghana. Just say you have made here. You support your body for the country inside. Hey, I don't understand. So we'll be complaining. There's no money. There's no. This when I open social media, everybody is enjoying. I go kill you with enjoyment. Enjoyment. It's like Ghanaians have decided that. Well, I can't come and kill myself. If the country will not move forward, me, I'll enjoy myself. And I don't know. Miss Na, what do you think about that attitude?
My cousin has something he likes saying. He's like, oh, I've forgotten the quote. I'm so annoyed. But basically, the premise of it is that people have money, but we don't know that people have money. Maybe someone is saying that they don't have money.
How much money?
Don't have money.
It's like, how much money be your too much money?
Exactly.
Point blank, period. So, you know, maybe they're not online, though. Maybe they're really suffering. Mm-hmm. So, some of them, if you even look, they're still chilling, though, but they've cut down the chilling.
Yeah.
Like my auntie, she was complaining that she was broke. Next thing we knew, this man was going to buy some big, huge legs this big. And my father was looking at her in shock, like,
I know, right?
We were broke. And my mom said, this is her broke. This is what her broke can do. You when you're broke, maybe your story is different. You know? They are not lying.
It's true.
And maybe she wouldn't have bought a Lexus. Maybe she have bought an even bigger car. I don't know. I don't know cars.
A Maybach.
You get. All right, now, like, it's not going well for her. So this is what she can afford, you know?
I declare decree as a child of the Lord that this year your book will be you by a Lexus. If she's broke, looking at these war prices and buying a big Lexus in this country for the traffic. God damn it. Yeah, but
okay, so such a rental.
My Kansasa lifestyle. So yeah, guys.
Abaya would be so proud.
Yeah. Shout out to Abaya. So guys, I feel like it's saying shout out to Benny. I don't know why. Am I mad? Shout out to Ski. It's okay. See, guys, this is Ghanaian behavior. We
shout
are doing
out to Flo.
Flora, my power. Yes. Okay. Now that we mentioned Flo, something has come into my head. Hey, why did I say eyes? Guys, I'm such a guy. Anyways, I have to come in because girls is so great to say. Do you know? I honestly don't know why people want to travel out for greener pastures or whatever. Because I feel like Ghana is like the best place to be. I don't want to trade Ghana for anything, to be honest. I know Miss Na would disagree here, but
no, and for me, I feel like if
you
if,
know this is my
for me, I feel like your finances are in a really great place. That's for me personally. Ghana is a great place to be.
I don't know. I've never really thought about the finances. I just feel like I have peace of mind in Ghana.
You have peace of mind everywhere.
like I mean, if I just but want to
no for me honestly, I don't think I want to live here for greener pastures. That's not it for me. For me, the reason why I want to leave is change of scenery.
Yes, no, like, so for I'll be careful. For vacation purposes, that's perfect. Everybody needs to travel the world, see new things and stuff. Nah, but some of permanently.
Okay, I mean, I've been here for 25 years. Let me go somewhere else for another 25 years.
Period. But yeah, I don't. When I say peace of mind, like, I don't want to have to scheduling my bus time and running after buses. And I mean, the trotter is there.
No, but if you're punctual, if you're please. A time person.
I like my.
No, but I like that. It's very structured. I like that a lot.
Please. I like my gun. I'll just go and stand by the roadside. When the trotro comes, I'll fight in front of two people enter. And
no, I just remembered this day, right? I was doing things on campus and now I had to leave. And there were hella people at Upomglo. I'm like, what's this? What's this? Like, I've always heard of the stories about when they close and then there's hella people there, yeah. But it's never me.
If you don't
and fight. I was going to Teshi, right? I was going to Teshi. Getting a Teshi car was like, it was, I'm like, you know what, let me just get like 37 or something and then I'll pick a car somewhere. So there was one, I was entering, like I was going to enter the church and someone pulled me from behind. I'm like, Jesus, what's yeah. going on?
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I can't look frightened. I have to, because you have to, like, I'm not. But when I turned, there was my friends and they wanted me to, you know, go and sit in their car and give me free ride. But like for those 2 seconds, that's like,
guys, I'm not even gonna say I'm not even gonna sit here and lie to you people, but I've really fought for church more than once. And one of these times, I'll never forget that
day. It was so ghetto.
No, be there. I think I've done it more than once. And this one I'm coming to tell you guys about, I think it happened like last, no, 2019. Yes, in 2019. I even remember the year because it really bust my brain. I've seen people fighting, but I don't want to bust my brain. So guys, we are all struggling to enter this church, which I entered, of course, because I'm a fighter. I'm brave. I'm courageous. It's Menzi, guys. I entered. But what busted my brain was, as I was struggling to enter, in the corner of my eye, I couldn't afford to stop and look, but in the corner of my eye, somebody was entering through the damn window.
The window? And,
yes. And he did enter. He literally put his hand in the window, climbed it, and pushed himself at the back seat. Bruh. I'll never forget that day. I was when so shocked.
When I say it's ghetto, then people think I'm lying.
No, it's really ghetto. Like, and I love it. I love it. Sometimes when you are bored, you just pick trotro and sit inside.
The yeah, argument. Because I love to smell like moist armpits.
Oh my god, guys, I can't win with this girl, can I?
Anyways. No, honestly, there's some things that I feel like no matter where I am in life, I always do. Like, you see those ice cream people, mm-hmm. They're fun ice people. That's nonsense rock band they've been selling. It tastes like plastic. But I love it. I mean, in church for fun. Even on campus, I started taking the shuttle in like my second or third year.
I would walk. I don't just know. The shuttle concept seems so ghetto for me. For I'll some reason, me that I fight for church. I've come to school and I'm acting brand new.
And like, I'm like splitting the cost to some people. Taxi was just like out of the question for me.
It was out of the
out. You see me sweating, walking under the sun, wishing like Janelle would meet me halfway, then we move back.
You know, part of people who lived in Janelle, you get to the hall, see the hall, and you're still not there.
You are walking, but it's not arriving. What's going on?
So yeah, like when I used to walk, but I like this now. I will leave in the morning when there's no sun, walk leisurely, and I'll come back in the evening when the sun is gone, because as you all know, it's men's.
I like you said,
me, I like. Ah, me. Okay, why was I doing? No, it was the way my lectures were structured, to be honest. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was
on Monday for English, especially in first year, my roommates and I had like 7:30s, so we split the course for a taxi. Sometimes other people would join us, so like we'd split. I think that, do you remember that first year we had like some 7:30 French class?
Yeah,
like 7:30, yeah. So I'll just stay on campus till that was done. And in the evening, yeah, I don't care. I can walk leisurely.
Yeah, should that? I remember it was at UB and everybody would be walking.
Yes.
Even
yes.
At that time, there's no shuttle, yes. Actually.
Exactly.
Everybody has to walk.
That was cool and everything. No, I don't mind. But like when I close from my 1:30 class or like 3,
Anyways, like I always tell people when they're in a bad place, all shall pass. Today, see, all has passed for Miss Na and myself. Right now, I don't like, if I have to fight for Chocha, I'll still fight. That one.
Yeah, you're on your own on that one.
No, because standing there and the car is not coming and one comes, it's like the way Jesus came to save us. Hey, you put all your fine girl aside.
Save me so that I don't have to put my fine girl aside. All these things that you're saying, they are not in the Bible. None of these words are in the Bible.
Guys, no, that's no. So you didn't get
it. It's an expression. I just say it when something is funny for me.
Oh, guys, this girl, when did I get this? Anyways, I didn't forget what I was coming to say, but I remember the other thing I said I was going to say earlier before I went off the motorway. Right now we are coming back. Flora says something. She says this all the time. In fact, I made a t-shirt and that's what I put on there. Spend money would come. Living by that, Ghana should be doing well. Miss Na, don't you think so?
I mean, maybe it works for some people, it doesn't work for some people.
Oh my god. Because at a point in time, I just started believing that if you spend money will come, because it just seemed right. I don't know. But I didn't have money to spend, but I also knew that if I had it, then I'd start. I felt like I didn't have, because I didn't have something to even spend in the first place for some to come. So,
yeah.
Yeah, on that loop, my account is open, so thank you.
me too,
guys. You're such a cartoon. Me too. I can just imagine you raising your hands saying, me too. What else, Miss Na? What else is there to Ghana?
Let's see.
Does Mr. Shen have more stories for us? Because I like those ones.
Mr. Shen's other stories, they're not about Ghana.
Hey, can you just tell us one, because we like to do that. We like to go up the motorway.
Well, there was this prince. Can you get his name? No, you cannot. His name was Pianki. And I always wondered why you would wake up, give birth to the child and allow that same man to call the child Pianki. Are you fighting? Do you hate the child?
Pianki. So is there more to the story?
There's more to the story, but I don't remember his name.
Like, seriously, I was really psyched and hyped for the story.
No,
why would you?
Pianki. There was also Marie Jata.
Marie Jata, I've heard it before, but I don't know why or where.
Me, when I even heard it in history class, I was shocked that it seems a real thing.
Marie Jata. Anyways, I don't know, guys. What else would you like to hear about Ghana? Because I think we've exhausted it. Ghana is actually a beautiful place. I see some places in Ghana and I feel like they are surreal. Don't ask me where, I just see the pictures. If it's just pictures, so I don't know. But I plan
Ghana
to
visit. Is photogenic.
Ghana is what?
Photogenic.
Yes, yeah, so that's one of our attributes. Ghana is photogenic. I think the Volta region is a place to be tapped. I feel like there are nice places there that we hardly talk about. I'm seeing now that Akosombuso has become a hot spot for chillers. And of course, Cape Coast, the staple. And yeah, I'm in Ghana, so what could go wrong, basically? It's Menzi. Once I'm in this country, everything go day all right, because God today will not back 24/7. Yeah. Okay, guys, on this note, we have to call it a whatever time it is for you. Yes. If it's a day, a night, a minute, some of you fly, so maybe it's a micro drone, I don't know.
Hey,
but yeah, we have to
carry us, bro.
You are in trouble if you carry go. But yeah, guys, I hope this Ghana episode was interesting. I'm so grateful for all your support. Keep listening, because it's gonna only get better, just like Ghana. Better and better. It's gonna be bigger, better and greater, and that's on God. It's not on period. I said it quickly before me, now we say period and spell what I want to say.
Yes. Sorry, ma.
Yes, so Miss Na promises to create exciting content for you people. At this point, I feel like I should just accept that the podcast, Miss Na is on the podcast as well. It's Menzi and Miss Na.
I feel like I have to give other people a chance. If you want to be on the podcast, write in. Let us. We are not too known.
Yeah, we are not too known.
We are speaking for me.
I've already said it, Cici. This is just what I've said, to stamp it. The endorsement that yes, you are always here too. So yeah, guys, if you want to be on the podcast, contact her. You can contact me. Her contacts. I just want you to contact her because she said it. So. Miss Na is such a shameless beggar, guys. Yes. But yeah,
it's not easy.
She wants it with her chest too. I like that.
I said this, I'm not saying I'm broke again. I'll say that my money is not yet accessible. So when your money is not yet accessible, you cannot have shame. Everybody borrow.
Guys, yes. I'm
today,
gonna
I mentioned a word and someone said they've not heard it before. I said okay, me, I take my payment. This one's the extra, you never infomercial.
What?
Infomercial.
It sounds like I've heard.
Yeah. I was shocked the person had heard it.
Yeah. Then you have too much faith in the person. Too much credit is given.
No, I feel like it's something that Americans use a lot, and it's basically that. So I was. So they have given me a lot of backing vocals. So.
Yeah. Was it Max?
No.
Guys, I'm talking about gossip. I always want to go. I'm lying. I've stopped gossip. I used to gossip when I was in GHS. Right now, they have stopped. It's an occasional activity.
Don't say that you were very healthy in GHS, because when you are gossiping, you are concentrating on someone else's problems.
Me, by gossiping, my problems are not as accessible in Jesus' name. Okay, guys. We are gonna end it here. I wish you all a blissful year, just because it's Ghana's birthday, so the year sort of starting for Ghana. Have faith in the country. Everything is gonna be all right, because irrespective of everything, all the struggles. The struggle is part of the journey. And it's gonna be all right. Ghana would be very great very soon. Bye, guys.